Are you a business owner looking for real advice and input? You're in the right place. From concept to launch to growth, funding, and beyond. Welcome to Startup Hustle with your hosts. One once sold a business for $150 million. The other, the author of Million Dollar Bedroom. Here are your hosts of Startup Hustle, Matt DeCourcy and Matt Watson.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Startup Hustle. Once again, live from Cebu City in the Philippines, Matt DeCourcy and Matt Watson. Hi, Matt.
How's it going, man?
Woo! I'm tired, brother. I am tired. 18 hours at the office yesterday.
What is it you always say that success demands payment in advance?
I made a big deposit yesterday.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
But you know what? You did too. You were there.
I was there,
almost as long as I was.
Yep.
Got a lot of stuff done, man. I feel pretty good. We got a lot of new people started.
We had like 12 new people started yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was running around with my team trying to set them up with Jira and Bitbucket and like all these different things. And everybody's like, how do I do this? What do I do? Like, it's just like, never. Oh my God, it was a long day.
Did you make some progress?
Yeah. We got some people going. And, you know, some of the people that started a couple weeks ago are making a lot of progress, right? It's just getting through the first week or two and getting them up to speed and scaling. It's all about scaling the team and growing.
You know, you talk about that success demanding payment in advance. So I left after midnight last night and, I woke up at 4 a.m. I got about 4 hours of sleep and I was back at it this morning. Signed up a new client for full scale. Start the project several hours after that.
And, yeah.
You know, you talk about doing things quickly. If you're going to go full scale, you want to do it pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, as fast as possible.
I'm pretty excited about that. And, you know, that's going to start tonight. The downside of that is I got to be here until 7 p.m. because I want to see that all the way through. So.
Well, what did we say yesterday? We worked the 6 a.m. shift, the 7 a.m. shift, the 10 a.m. shift, the 3 p.m. shift, the 7 p.m. shift.
Yeah.
And then I had the Kansas City team start. And so that was like 10 o'clock Cebu time. So then they start working. And then so I had a meeting when they got in the office. And then I was like, I'm done. I've had enough today.
I've gotten a lot of time zone perspective on this trip.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the funniest thing is I don't know if you know this, but today's a special day for me, I think.
I don't know. Do you celebrate these things anymore?
Yeah, I celebrate certain things. I'm not super festive, but yeah, I mean, today, according to the calendar, is some kind of milestone.
It's your birthday.
It is.
But is it your birthday yet in in Kansas?
Well, that's what's funny because I didn't think too much about it. And a whole group of our employees basically snuck up behind me at 12:01 last night. And they sang me happy birthday. I think I posted it in the Startup Hustle Facebook chat. I found it interesting because the happy birthday song it's the same, but it's a little different. Here, they just have like a little different rhythm. Yeah. It's almost a little cha-cha-cha kind of thing. But yeah, so then this morning I called my house and I was talking on Skype and I was talking to my daughter and I was like, do you know what today is? And my wife was like, it's not your birthday till tomorrow. I was like, oh my God, I totally understand why we sometimes lapse with the time zone.
Yeah. So you're calling from the future.
Yeah. And I had to do that too. Like I've noticed the more tired I get, the worse that I become at time zone conversion. Like I get pretty bad at it, but you know, so some of that's been interesting, but, did you have to go back to the mall today?
I did. I actually took a video today. I can post it on our Facebook chat. I took a video of like walking through all the electronic stores and stuff.
It's that, by the way, that's a good video because it's unbelievable how many there are in that one section that's just loaded with them.
I mean, we joke there's seriously like 40 or 50 of them.
Yeah.
And they just go on and on and on.
Yep. And so. It seems like they sell the same thing with different names on it a lot of times. And then I don't know, there's some weird electronics I didn't even know exists.
And, well, they have all the common like brands of laptops and computers. And I mean, but then there are definitely some other weird stuff. And like you go to the appliance store and they sell some like weird appliances I've never heard of.
Sure.
And they sell a lot of karaoke machines.
Did you, are you going to do some karaoke tonight for my birthday?
Sure.
What song are you going to sing?
The happy birthday song.
You know what? You still, don't you still owe a song from like episode 5 with Laura from Video Fizz? What were you supposed to, what song did you commit to that you lost?
I don't remember.
We'll look it up. You know, also talking about something, I realized today that it's not always sunny in Cebu City. I got trapped in the hotel. I went to go send my laundry and it literally like all of a sudden it was almost like typhoon or monsoon type rains. Did you get stuck in the mall with that or?
Yeah, because we were going to take some stuff to the car and then we couldn't.
What'd you buy? Did you have to open a bunch of electronics today and test them?
You know,
you were gone for a long time. Yeah. Man.
I mean, yesterday, so I think I talked on the podcast about we tested a microwave and stuff.
That paper's still hot.
We bought two more microwaves today.
Okay.
And, but they didn't test them. So we,
how do you know they work?
Yeah. But they did test two coffee pots and evidently they didn't work. And they said they were defective. I have no idea how the hell they tested the coffee pots because they didn't make coffee. I don't understand.
So wait, the process works?
I don't know.
Do you think they were really defective?
No, probably not. I have no idea. But anyway,
it takes so long to go to the mall here that if I got back to the office with a defective coffee pot, I think I'd just throw it in the trash and try again.
Right? So the good news is we had the refrigerator we bought and microwaves and the coffee pot is being delivered.
You want to you're having a coffee pot delivered?
Well, it was all from the same store, so it's like might as well.
Okay.
But you want to take a guess how much it costs to get delivered?
$9.
I think it's $11.
God, that's such a great deal.
It's like 550 pesos.
I think for $11, I'd have the coffee pots delivered. Why not? Why care?
It wasn't anymore.
I mean, you could hurt your back.
They were bringing the refrigerator.
A lot of different things. I mean, and
they also helped us carry all the monitors all the way to our car. Which, if you've been to that mall, you know it's a long ass walk.
Don't you feel like the people at the monitor store should send us a pizza or something? Because I think we've now purchased
probably 30 of them.
No, try like 45.
Yeah, a lot of them.
We've been playing the over under game. Today it's level. We do not have more employees than we had yesterday.
Okay.
I'm working on changing that tomorrow, but I don't want to talk about it yet because it's connected to something else. Looking out the window here, it's raining. It's not always sunny in Cebu. Apparently, we came during rainy season. I didn't know that was a thing, but it is. So, I managed to get a lot of stuff done today. I'm still excited about the way things are moving forward. You know, got a new client in on Full Scale. I'm pretty excited about that. It continued a lot of meetings that we've been having. I've been sitting down and you know what's I've been hearing over and over again that really makes me happy about what we're doing here is I ask everyone, I'm like, are you having fun? And they're all saying yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that it didn't hurt last night with all the new benefits that we announced.
Yeah, I mean that
went over well.
I mean, that's a big, you know, I tell you all the time, this is the people business, right? So yeah. It's all about taking good care of our people and the team. And
what did we do? We doubled personal time off days. Yeah,
paid for their parking.
Paid for parking in the parking garage.
Bringing in lunch.
Catered dinner. Lunches.
Yep.
Man, I want to work here. You get windows, lunches, parking.
I can see the ocean.
I definitely can see the ocean.
And I can see the mountains on the other side.
Yeah.
Of the building.
You know, it's interesting as well because, you know, as we're sitting here recording and, you know, for those of you that have been listening to the Cebu episode, sorry, the sound, we're out of our normal studios. So
we have a real high tech podcast studio.
Totally. But no, it's just a little echoey in this room. So bear with us on that. And, you know, we'll try to take care of stuff. But, you know, here we are. It's 4:20. It's almost 4:30 p.m., which is, you know, almost 3:30 a.m. where we live. And it's a beautiful view, even though it's raining. You know, this is really evidence of all of the really amazing businesses that operate here in Sebastopol. I can see the Mercedes-Benz skyscraper. I see, you know, the Lexmark building. I mean, that's one of the biggest ones downtown. There's a lot of stuff. But you know what I really notice is, look how many new skyscrapers are going up around here. Now, there's three or four of them that are coming up just for what we can see. So
which one of those is ours?
I can't comment on that yet, Matt. I'd like to, but until you write the check for the naming rights.
Okay.
What are you going to name the building? Matt and Watson?
I think we should name it Rochambeau.
That would make sense to nobody. but if we do that.
Let me just tell you.
Wait, we've never done it. Let's do a foreign Rochambeau.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Go. You cheated. What the hell is that?
It was scissors.
That is not a scissors.
It was scissors, but...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was scissors.
That's embarrassing. You're disqualified. You got DQ'd.
No. So I was...
What was that?
I was...
You were trying to cheat.
It was the
Spock symbol?
I was trying to do scissors.
Oh, my God. All right, look. I know it's really... That was so bad.
Oh, no, okay, so what I was going to say
Look, let me just get this up. You're the worst Rochambeau player ever. Like, I mean, God. Quit.
So at the mall.
Quit, Matt, look, listen to me. Someone needs to tell you this. Quit playing Rochambeau.
Done.
All right, so anyway, back to the mall.
At the mall, there was a store. There was a store called Mr. Quickie.
Wow. Did you see Watson's pharmacy?
There was. I got a picture of it.
I took a picture of it last time.
You want to make a guess at what they sell at Mr. Quickie?
No. All right. Look, wait. Let's back up.
We had
a couple employees comment on Matt's disruptive nature during episode 39, the business acronyms one. So are you sure? I think last episode you may have mended your street cred a little bit. Do you really want to talk about Mr. Quickie?
Well, all they do is they duplicate keys.
Did you buy some? We need them.
That's right. We do need keys.
No.
I need to go back to Mr. Quickie.
Dude, what do you do here? You're the IT guy. Is that right?
No.
Oh, my God. So, all right. So you bought some microwaves. You bought a refrigerator.
A couple laptops.
Because that's what we do. Hire people RAM. And buy laptops. Yeah. Bought some RAM.
Some more RAM.
Okay. Well, that's great to know. I'm not really sure that, everyone keeps asking me what I'm doing for my birthday, and I think I'm telling them I'm going to sleep. I'm old.
Yeah, you are pretty old.
I'm just tired, Matt, and I got a long week here. I think one of the things, wow, it's actually raining so hard here, I can no longer see the buildings downtown. That's impressive. I think some of that's steam. I think it's so hot and like we're in the middle of a rainforest. So it's interesting.
What do you want to do for your birthday?
Sleep.
Try some Balut.
Yeah, totally. I want some Balut and I want to put a birthday candle on top of it. I'm looking back and I'm trying to think about what we're doing. You know, one of the things, what I'm excited that we did today, we officially, started forming and creating the packages and offerings at our creative services division. And we just literally came out of a meeting with Eric, our creative designer, and I was here, our creative director, excuse me. I was here late last night working with him and also our new SEO manager.
Yes.
And man, just what a continuing parade of top performing professionals that keep showing up here. Like, I'm amazed. But yeah, so that, just add a couple more things to what Full Scale can help you do better, faster, and probably cheaper.
Well, it continues the trend of just the amazing people that we have found over here.
I know. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yep.
So, yeah. So that's – I'm looking forward. I think we'll probably do an episode just about each of those because we haven't even talked about that. We've only been talking about the development stuff that we're doing. But because Matt and I are, quietly and quickly forming new businesses. I was joking earlier. I think I tell my wife every year that we'll own less businesses by the end of the year than I'm going to simplify. And I think I've lied about that like 10 years in a row. or different things. But no, I'm really excited about it. We wanted to make sure we got our processes right and did some different stuff. But
we're our own little startup.
Yeah. Well, it's the thing is that's just such an important part of your business. Like, you know, you can build a great business, or well, you can have a great product and you can have great people and you can have great services. But if they get to your site or look at your marketing collateral or do any of that stuff and it's just crap, there's confusion,
it's the perception,
or it doesn't adequately explain, we're going to hear giant thunder here in a second. I can hear it. But you know, if you don't present your business, I like to say you need to look like you're in the business that you say you're in. Mm-hmm. And nothing will drive a potential client away faster than, well, A, not even having an effective presentation, but then having one that's just junk. And, you know, I think when we first started this and doing this, you know, I was pretty insistent about the creative department thing. And it's because it's hard to find good people to do that stuff.
It is really hard. And it's one of those things where, you know, at Stackify for a while, we had a full-time person. But there really wasn't enough work to keep them busy.
Right.
And that's
where our hub and spoke model is so important.
That's where this is nice, is because I can use Eric and the team.
Well, it's more than just him. He's got some other gifted people, the team
to do different things at little bite-sized chunks at a time. It's like you asked me today, you're like, do you have any trade shows coming up that we need to know about, that we need to do a bunch of graphics work? I'm like, by the way, we have one in 3 weeks.
You're the worst client ever for our own services, Matt. Like you schedule these events months in advance, and then 6 days before they start, you're like, where can I print t-shirts? But you know, that's okay, because I think they have you covered. They turn things around pretty quick. But you know, but the reason that's important too is, you know, so, oh, there's the thunder. I'll tell you what, it is really like, and it's so hard to convey. I have to describe this. I think we have minimal visibility, and it's because it's raining that hard. And then I think it's also so warm and hot and humid here that it's like kicking steam up. It really kind of interesting. It looks almost like a really dense fog, but it's all
bad for all those guys on motorcycles right now.
Like our whole entire company?
Yeah. Most all of our employees have motorcycles, or they use public transportation.
Yeah. And you know, and it, you know, it's, I don't know, we talked about the jeepney a long time ago, I think, but you know, the jeepneys, those are kind of open back. They have a roof, but there's not necessarily windows.
They're kind of small little buses.
Yeah. If you're in a jeepney right now, or you're on a motorcycle, you're hating it. So anyway, back to things that make sense on the radio rather than my very poor depiction of what it looks like in Cebu. Because I can't clearly see here, but what people should be able to clearly see is the message that you're selling and a clear-cut definition of the services or benefits that your business provides. And, you know, that's tough to do sometimes. And, you know, we have some announcements coming up soon.
We do.
We have some new stuff coming. That's right.
Start another business?
Maybe. God, what would we do at this point? Stuff. It's still stuff. A secret. We're not going to take the lid off of that. We're not going to spoil all of the Cebu thunder, which is a real thing right now. But no, I'm excited about the creative stuff. You know, especially like the user interface and experience. That was the main, when I went looking for creative people, that was the first requirement.
Yeah, all the new stuff we've done with Gigabook has been pretty incredible.
Yeah, and that's coming. That's actually, it's not live yet. But yeah, we've completely redone our onboarding process and just always trying to make it easier and faster to sign up. And we did a lot of other things. Well, actually, we've made some creative stuff for the fullscale.io website. We have another website, which we'll talk about. But yeah, I'm excited about that. And then, you know, some of the SEO stuff, like you can build the greatest business in the world, but if no one ever knows about it. And, you know, if you've read my book, you know, I don't believe that the term SEO expert is a real thing. But there are a lot of standard practices that are really important. And I say that, and I don't mean, I'm not poking at people. Like, I talked to JJ, our SEO manager about that. And I expressed that opinion. I said, I don't know if I like the term SEO expert. He said, yeah, I agree with you. Like, you know, it's people that are usually selling too, you know, what helps you one year can hurt you another year if you try to get a little too crazy with the SEO.
It's one thing to just follow best practices and build great content and
and
build traffic. It's another thing to try and do black magic and wizardry things that are very unnatural.
Right. And, you know, if you want to read about the heart-wrenching story of what happens when you do that, well, Million Dollar Bedroom, I will talk all about getting pummeled.
Yeah. The example I always show with Stackify, if you Google .NET logging best practices, we rank number 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. And Gigabook does that, some other things. But that isn't, that's,
it's not,
that's
wizardry.
Because we're producing content that is relevant to that search. Yep. Now,
it's understanding our user base and the type of content and planning that content, writing the content.
So you're good at content marketing?
We drive probably 700,000 people a month to our website.
We do a little of that too. Could that maybe be a hint about some of the things that might
could be?
no spoiler there.
Yeah.
You know, really, like, I think until we're, I'm sitting here pausing. I literally can't even see downtown in Cebu now.
We're in a cloud now.
It's beautiful.
We are in a skyscraper.
I know. That's probably good because I think there's probably a lot of water flowing around town right now. But I think back to, you know, full scale, and we'll kind of wrap this up because, you know, dude, it's my birthday.
It is your birthday.
You're
wearing your birthday suit.
Dude, that's weird. that would be weird. That would be really weird. If I was sitting here in my birthday suit recording a podcast with you on my birthday in the Philippines. Oh my God. We need to talk after the show.
You always say you have a face for radio. So
no, I said you do, but I threw myself in there. So, you know, I mean, really in the end, like I said, I'm excited about so much of the stuff we're building and the, you know, did you know that if you're one of our development clients that you get access to all these tools and all these things,
where
you get the ability to have access to a creative team or maybe an SEO guy or possibly some other things that we'll talk about. I don't like to get the cart too far before the horse.
Well, but it's time to start working the 3 p.m. shift. It's about that time.
You realize that, Matt, you realize that it's 4:36, right?
Yeah, I know.
That says AM.
I'm running late.
I was going to say, you're like 96 minutes
late
your shift. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and sign off here because you clearly need to sleep.
No, I've got a whole nother shift to work.
You're late, bro.
I'm late.
We need to talk about your attendance. Anyway, I'm going to do that off air because I don't want to be the person that turns the listeners off with crude comments. I'll see you next time.
Right.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Startup Hustle with Matt DeCourcy and Matt Watson. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit startuphustle.xyz. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Startup Hustle.